Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a preacher, teacher, lecturer, and author. He lives in St. Louis, Missouri, and his preaching is entitled, Keeping the Dream Alive.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food and pure, choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples. The web that is woven over all nations, he will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, Behold our God to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us, for the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. The word of the Lord. We are now in this great season of Advent, and rich images are given to us. One image that we find during this season is that of a woman, pregnant, ready to give birth, to incarnate into the world God's word. Another image that will emerge is that of John, the baptizer, the prophet, the preacher, who sees his ministry as preparing the way. Another image are these rich readings, images that we will receive from the prophet Isaiah, such as the one we have as our first reading for this Wednesday of the first week of Advent. What we notice in some of these images that come to us from Isaiah is that things need not be, or at least are not intended to be, as we so often find them now in our world today with its political crises, with the struggle between the rich and the poor and among the nations of the world, with the challenges of human trafficking, migrants, struggles among the races, and we could add many other realities that give us as Christians consternation and almost make us to lose hope. Yet Advent is a season of hope. A woman preparing to give birth. A birth that will give us a new vision for the world. A child that someday, in his teaching, will hold out to us a possibility, a dream that God had from the beginning in creating the world. And a prophet who prepares the way for this dream. And a dream which is put very vividly before us in our text from Isaiah today, as well as in other texts that we will have during this Advent season. Here we have the image no longer of an Israel alienated from the Lord, no longer and Israel suffering within its history, but rather what the Lord has in mind for all nations, for all of us, a rich feast, a banquet ahead, rich food, choice wines. Indeed, the time when all tears will be wiped away. Yes, we live for that. We are aware that this has not yet come to pass. Through our own human efforts, with God's grace, we can do better to renew the face of this planet. But nevertheless, we are where we are at this moment in our history. But God promises us that what might seem as a reproach will be taken away, and the day will come when we can say, "Behold, our God is here." In other words, we come back to that theme of hope in this season of Advent, because we see once again that dream. It is a dream. It seems like a dream. But the dream that God himself had for us in creating the world. What God desires for us in his having created the world. What God promises us will indeed at some point come to pass. How do we keep this dream alive, knowing on the one hand that it seems like a dream, that it seems so far removed from us, and yet at the same time, something promised us? We keep that dream alive, which pushes us and pulls us forward and sustains us through that virtue of hope. Hope is what holds out that dream before us today, before God's people, before the nations of the world, a dream after which we still continue to strive, knowing at times it may seem close at hand or far from our grasp. But as Thomas Aquinas liked to talk about hope, he described it in one way as leaning on God. And so Advent is also a time that calls us back to renew once again our own relationship with the Lord, where we are called upon to lean on God with hope, and thus to look again at our own relationship with one another and at the world in which we find ourselves. And at the beginning of this new liturgical year, to renew our commitment to be God's people, to keep that dream alive. And as Christians, to give witness to that hope, which we hope will indeed bear fruit.